Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every nook and cranny of the earth. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. This is IRIB English Radio and here is your favorite realm. Welcome to the cozy corner of Youth Station. A member of this station, your friend Asma, is at your service. And here, on my side, I have my dear friend and my bestie, Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum, Asma.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Thank you. It's just good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
How are you doing?
Well. Alhamdulillah.
So, today we're talking about the story of best friends. Who is your best friend, Zainab?
Asma, it's not one person.
Of course, beside me.
Asma, it's not just been one person. Mm-hmm. To begin with.
Of course.
Who is your best friend?
Of course.
I think through all phases of life, there have been different people. Like as I was a child, I had one best friend. As mm-hmm. I grew up, I was in college, I had some other best friend. And then as I was in the university, I had some other best friend. And now I'm in Iran,
so
I have some other best friend.
So the best friend is not actually one person.
It cannot tell one
We're
person to be best
to
person.
We're just going to say the characteristics of best friends.
Yes.
Because we have many best friends.
We have many best friends. And mm-hmm. I think all those are add-ons. For example, if I had someone as my best friend as I was a child, does not mean that best friend is not my best friend today.
Exactly.
What are others are add-ons like we have in our computer screens? You
pretty
have,
sure, yes.
Yeah, you have add-on option. You just have
like
one,
the leaves of the tree.
You have extension, then you mm-hmm. add on another extension, then you add on another extension on your system. The same way best friends get added on into your lives.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I have had so many best friends. And if you want to know the name of the best person, best friend I have in Iran, I didn't find in the past 7 years I have been living here, is sitting right next to me, in
Thank
front
you.
Of me. And her name
and
is
Asma. And I have the pleasure of mine, actually.
Oh, wow.
She's my best friend as well. One of the diamonds of the world.
Thank you, Asma.
So the first thing I would say about best friend, she has a heart of gold. For a best friend to be called as that big name that we're hearing, she or he must have a heart of gold.
Yes,
which
must
means
have.
They must be pretty transparent.
Yes.
Honest. You know, with that little word comes a lot of subcategories.
Subcategories. And I think the most important of all is caring.
Caring, yes.
I mean, all the people I remember throughout my life, mm-hmm. I have included in my best friend list are those who have cared for me or I have cared for
them. Stood for you whenever you had difficulties.
Whenever I was in difficult
times.
Then
those friends would remain forever in our heart. The trace they leave in our heart is unforgettable.
Yes.
Because the friends in difficulties are the true friends.
Are the true friends. So how did you meet your best friend, Asma?
Well, just as you mentioned it, there is no one person. My best friends are pretty much kind. They are honest. And as you just mentioned it pretty well, they're caring. Very much caring, actually.
Very much
like
caring.
They, you know, once I read it somewhere that friends are siblings from other parents
wow.
that God give to us.
Yes.
And it is very true.
That's so true.
So I have never had any sisters in my life. I mean, a true sister that comes with blood I never had in my life.
Yes.
And it has always been a matter of, you know, I
that
always
emptiness you had there.
So
and best friends filled that.
Exactly.
Alhamdulillah.
When I look at my best friend, I see that if I had a sister, she would have been like this. So the feeling that the best friend gives to you is
that
right like
the
yes, like siblings, like family, you know?
Family.
The way my father cares for me, nobody else would care for me.
Yes.
That thing exists, a bit of that thing exists in my friends. So yes. You can understand that now clearly.
Of course.
So the sort of caring that you would see only from your family members, your best friends would share with you. Yes. And also another point, Zainab, a good friend is the one who believes in Allah.
Wow.
Because...
who takes you to him.
Exactly. Who would remind me of him. That's for another story. Okay. But at the first point, she or he must be a believer. You know, because those who believe in a certain Almighty, they have red lines. And when they have red lines, they fear something. And when they fear something, they would never do anything to harm you. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
Because human beings are sort of creatures that when they have no boundaries, they are very dangerous.
They become dangerous.
Very much dangerous. They turn into beasts, actually.
Yes.
So the friends that believe in God and they have a strong creeds would be safe friends, and you will always be sure that they're not going to harm me.
Yes.
What do you say about a break?
All right.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back to Youth Station. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today we're discussing the story of best friends.
While I was a child, I was friends with a person, namely Taha. Mm-hmm. And
beautiful name.
Yes, Taha had no father. Brought up by a single parent, and Taha had a little like a facial structure in a kind of way. His children in the school bus used to tease Taha a lot.
To mock him, to make fun of him.
Exactly.
So, such a bad thing.
And then I was, and when I started seeing all that, not knowing all those people, just knowing that if I start supporting this person, uh-huh, I am going to turn rebellious against all of them. And when I saw this teasing all the day, I just stood up and told them, what has happened to you?
Oh my God.
Aren't you humans? If you want to like tease Taha, you should tease me first, all right? Our parents were already knowing that these people care for each other. If one gets teased, another one stands up. If one fails in the homework, another one comes and helps in the homework. And then the best part I love about our friendship was that the moment we came to know about the guidelines of Islam, mm-hmm, both respected and both parted ways.
Yeah.
And both started making the connection a little less. But we respect ourselves, each other.
So here, you mentioned another point, Zainab. So we can't say that best friends, I mean, there are restrictions for best
friends. There are restrictions.
But you are children, you know?
I was a child. Alhamdulillah, our parents were Muslims and they made us aware, like, you know, guys.
Mm. And you were very understanding children.
Friends all the time. Mm-hmm. So yes, we have to understand this fact at some point of our life. And if you want to continue your friendship, you can continue through prayers. Like, and that's the way I think I am continuing my friendship with them, mm-hmm, by praying for them, by praying to Allah, like never get some bad situation for them.
I guess best friends are familiar to everyone, so there is no need for making clarifications on the point that best friends are kind, are honest, are...
And the story we discussed was to...
And Zainab, an important point I remembered. A good friend would never betray you. Would never stab you in the back.
Stab you in the back, yes.
Because you know, some it people happens a lot.
Some people wear the mask of being your good friend and they stab you so hard at your back. So yes, I think good friends best friends are the ones who stand for you when you're in tough times, when you're alone, mm-hmm, who are there for you, who care for you, and as you rightly mentioned, who take you towards Allah, who do not drag you away
from
Allah.
Zainab, sometimes best friends turn into best enemies, you know?
Imam Ali alayhi salam says that. He says that be aware of your best friends.
Exactly.
You're telling, you're opening up all your secrets. Your best friend can turn into your worst enemy tomorrow.
So also take a careful note of this point that not all your best friends are going to remain your best friends for ever after.
Your Imam is warning us. Your best friend can turn into your worst enemy tomorrow. So beware. So the point that we can deduce over here from this narration is that do not open up secrets with everyone.
Exactly.
Even if it's your best friend, even if Asma is sitting right now next to
me. Exactly.
Not every truth is like obligatory to be revealed to you.
Exactly.
If I want to prove my friendship to you, I need to stand by you.
Moderation works everywhere. Yes. We have to go like moderately. There's no way for us to go for extreme sides.
Extreme sides, yes.
Not too close. You know, there was also another quotation came into my mind from Gandhi. He says, don't get so close to me in a way that our fire...
You get obsessed.
In a way that the fire between us would burn us. And don't go too far away from me so that we get freezed with the ice that has been made between
us. Wow, that's so nice.
It is very nice. You are listening to Arab English Radio, and Zainab, we're talking about...
best friends.
Everyone's favorite topic.
Yes.
So coming too close would burn you, and getting too much away would freeze you.
Feel the warmth, but don't get burnt.
Yes,
and
just like a sun.
Don't
stay
go too
in
away
a suitable
that you
could
freeze
distance.
Up.
Yes.
So, we're talking about the characteristics. I think the one of the characteristics is that the friend should be caring.
Mm-hmm. But and we already mentioned
best friend
the fact
is not
that
someone that you have to reveal secrets to.
Exactly.
Because Imam is saying... the same person, the one who is your best friend today, may be turned into your worst enemy tomorrow. So secrets are not meant to be revealed.
Yes.
Because most of the people think that the one we can reveal secrets to is our best friend.
And
no.
You know, time has changed and this social media has made everything so horrible. So friendships also are prone to different sort of dangers.
Dangers.
Therefore, take care of every single person you pick as your best friend. And we already mentioned the fact that when you are picking a friend, try to notice the fact that they are believers. They believe in Allah and they care about every single action they take. The boundaries, yes.
The lines they have created, yes.
So that was all that we had about best friends because, again, we are running out of time.
Yes, we have so much to talk on best friends, but just to give a gist again.
That's
best
our
friends...
usual thing. We have a lot of things to say, but time flies so fast.
Time flies so far. So best friends are the ones who are caring enough, who care for you.
Best friends are like your family.
Yes. And one more quote I remember at the end of the session from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says that if you want to give advice to your best friend, give him advice in alone, like somewhere you find him alone. Do not give him advice in front of tens
in
of
solitude,
people.
In solitude. Yes. Not in front of a crowd.
Not in front of a crowd. Because if you're going to do that, you are actually going to degrade him more. Take care of his respect. So Imam is kind of trying to tell us respect your friend. You know, so respect
so we
is
could
most...
also find best friends through the description of our Imam's...
Narrations.
Yes, the narrations
that
we
Imams have.
Have
mentioned. Your friend should be a true believer. Because once your friend is a true believer, the friend is going to take you towards Allah. Your friend should trust you.
Exactly.
He should understand you. She should understand you wherever you are. And the person should be extremely caring, should be kind. And the most important thing is your friend should be honest.
Exactly. And I am proud of my best friend. With my best friend, I bid you farewell.
Yes. Best friends provide strength, so make friends.
Exactly.
Choose wisely.
Exactly. That's the point. So thank you for listening.
You were listening to IRIB English Radio.
Your favorite station, youth station.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullah.
Wa barakatuh. Thank you.